Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anucha Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a six-day visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand beginning today. Says visit will further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership. India to chair UNCTAD's ninth session of Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection in Geneva today. India to host a two-day BRICS Women Working Group meeting in Kochi, Kerala, beginning today. Tensions escalates in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir after a person was killed and several injured in park rangers firing on protesters. And Neymar Jr. announces retirement from international football after five-time world champion Brazil suffer a stunning 2-1 defeat against Norway in FIFA World Cup. England storm into quarterfinals with a dramatic 3-2 victory over Mexico. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today embarked on a six-day visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. In the first leg of his three-nation tour, he will reach Indonesia this evening on a two-day visit. In his departure statement, the Prime Minister said that he will visit Indonesia from today till the 8th of this month at the invitation of President Prabowo Subianto. He said the visit will further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership, which was elevated during his 2018 visit to Indonesia and follows President Prabowo's state visit to India as the chief guest at the Republic Day celebrations in 2025. Prime Minister Modi said that he will also interact with the Indian diaspora and visit the Pramabanan temple complex in Yogyakarta with President Prabowo. During the visit, Prime Minister will hold bilateral discussions with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto tomorrow and review the progress made in the partnership. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The entire island nation is buzzing with excitement and optimism as the Prime Minister Modi arrives here this evening for a two-day state visit. Mr. Prabowo Subianto and Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi are expected to discuss on strengthening the comprehensive strategic partnership with a focus on defense cooperation, trade and investment, food and energy.
In the second leg of his tour, Mr. Modi will reach Melbourne on the 8th of this month on a three-day visit where he will participate in the third India-Australia annual summit with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. On the last leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in New Zealand on the 10th and 11th of July. He will hold talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon. India will chair the ninth session of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection Law and Policy in Geneva, Switzerland today. Our correspondent reports that the three-day session being organized by the United Nations Trade and Development will continue till Wednesday.
The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said that the session will bring together member states, international organizations, consumer protection authorities, academia and other stakeholders to deliberate on emerging issues in consumer protection law and policy. The Intergovernmental Group of Experts is the principal intergovernmental platform for cooperation and dialogue on consumer protection law and policy. Secretary Department of Consumer Affairs Nidhi Khare will chair the session. She will preside over the three-day deliberations and guide discussions among member states on key global consumer protection priorities. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India will host the two-day BRICS Women Working Group meeting under its BRICS chairship, beginning today in Kochi, Kerala. Ministry of Women and Child Development said that senior government officials from BRICS member countries will come together to deliberate on key issues relating to women's empowerment across all sectors and women-led development while advancing cooperation across shared priorities. The Women Working Group meeting will provide an opportunity for member countries to deliberate and build consensus that advance women-led development. The meeting of BRICS heads of anti-drug agencies meeting will begin in Guwahati, Assam, today. The two-day event is being organized by the Narcotics Control Bureau under the Ministry of Home Affairs. The meeting will bring together the heads of anti-drug agencies and senior officials from BRICS member countries to strengthen cooperation against drug trafficking and substance abuse. A report.
The BRICS head of anti-drug agency meeting in Guwahati will focus on combating synthetic drugs and precursor diversion, strengthening intelligence sharing and operational coordination, and enhancing capacity building and institutional cooperation. Delegates will discuss emerging challenges such as new psychoactive substances, darknet-enabled trafficking, cryptocurrency-linked financial flows, and abuse use of precursor chemicals. India will also showcase its effort to combat drug abuse and trafficking, including the recently released vision document on Narcotic Control 2026-29. During the meeting, member countries will deliberate on strategies to address evolving drug-related threats and strengthening international cooperation. Rakesh Tole, Akashwani News, Guwahati.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Tensions have escalated in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir after one person was killed and several others injured when Pakistan Rangers opened fire on protesters. The incident comes amid a crackdown on demonstrations demanding basic rights, economic relief and political freedoms. Media reports also said that more than 600 civil rights activists have been arrested following anti-Islamabad protests in the region. Meanwhile, overseas Kashmiris held a protest gathering in London yesterday in support of the demonstrators. On the other hand, in Pakistan, protests have also intensified at Karachi's Abbasi Shahid Hospital, where junior doctors are demanding payment of pending stipends, better security and improved hospital facilities. Death toll from Venezuela's twin earthquakes has risen to 3,342, with 16,740 people injured and more than 17,000 people displaced. National Assembly President Jorge Rodriguez said the number of people rescued remains at 6,462. Authorities have also set up 80 temporary camps to assist displaced and affected people since the quake struck on 24th of June. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned that intelligence indicates Russia is preparing a fresh large-scale attack, urging Ukraine's international partners to expedite deliveries of air defense systems and Patriot missiles to protect the civilian lives. In a post shared on X handle, Zelensky said Russia appeared to be preparing another major strike ahead of the upcoming NATO summit in Ankara. Brazil's veteran player Neymar Jr. has announced his retirement from international football after the five-time world champion suffered a stunning 2-1 defeat against Norway in FIFA World Cup 2026 round of 16 last night. He finished his international career as the all-time leading scorer for Brazil. The 34-year-old forward brought the curtain down on his international career moments after Brazil's hopes of a sixth World Cup title were ended. His retirement brings to an end one of the most celebrated international careers in Brazilian football. In another match, England stormed into the quarterfinals with a dramatic 3-2 victory over Mexico in Mexico City. In cricket, Australia defeated England by 7 wickets to lift the ICC Women's T20 World Cup at Lord's in London last night. Chasing a target of 151 runs set by England, Australia scored 153 for 3 in 17.1 overs. Beth Mooney was the highest scorer for Australia with 64 runs. Indian stock markets opened positively today, supported by renewed foreign institutional investor buying and softer crude oil prices. Sensex started the session at 77,941, up 177 points, while Nifty opened at 24,307, gaining 36 points in the opening trade today. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a six-day visit to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand beginning today, says visit will further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership. India to chair UNCTAD's ninth session of Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection in Geneva today. India to host a two-day BRICS Women Working Group meeting in Kochi, Kerala beginning today. Tensions escalates in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir after a person was killed and several injured in park rangers firing on protesters. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.